Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we bring on various guests to help you as an Avon representative to take your business to the next level. Whether you have been an Avon representative a day or 50 years, this show has been designed to help you. Each week our guests will include life coaches, authors, Avon representative leaders, and spiritual advisors. This is a show you just don't want to miss. Make sure that you have a pen and paper at the computer or at your phone, however you're listening to it. It is a weekly ready show which is designed to uplift and motivate the Avon representative and assist them in taking their business to the next level. So with that being said, we're going to plug in Don Waller, because if you listen to our show monthly, you know that the first Monday, we're blessed to have John Wall on the show. But before I plug him in, I just wanted to say that if you haven't done so already, please like us on Facebook. And we always go back and to the link that was sent to you, whether it's emails or in the text form. And if you missed portions of the show or you want to go back and revisit the show that you've heard, certainly you can go back and listen to those, go back to those links that were sent to you. In addition, if you have an Avon representative or someone who's thinking about becoming an Avon representative, you can certainly invite them to listen to the previous broadcast. And when I post on Facebook on Avon Motivational Radio Show, which I hope each one of you will like the page, on there, the show link, so that people can just click on that and share from there. Okay, so I see Jonathan. Let's plug him in. John?
Hey, Pat. How are you?
Hey.
Yeah, that would be me.
I'm doing well, John. You know, how are you doing?
Unbelievable. Sorry I was late. Somebody called me. I was on a call at 4:30, and I got a call from somebody. And it's, you know, I like to practice what I preach. And, you know, I'm always talking about the contact manager. And I was looking at my contact manager for this prospect. I've been chasing them since 2011. And
wow.
Because I was in their restaurant Thursday for a mixer, which was great. I got three people invited to B&I on Thursday. And so I was in there. And thank you. And I got the card of the manager. I've been chasing these guys for 4 years. And I sent her an email. And you know, I told you about that close app I use. I know when somebody opens my email. So I knew she opened my email yesterday and again today. She called me while I was on this call with somebody at 4:30. I didn't recognize the phone number because I didn't tag the number with her name, which I'll get into in a minute about this other app. And so I talked to her. So I'm going to go and see her on Thursday. And she loved the idea of the on-hold message because they sell beer to go. They've got an app for their restaurant. And they've got dead silence on hold. So I've been chasing these people for 4 years, and I got a hold of her just right. It was like 5:27 I called. So, sorry. It's just I'm pretty stoked because – it's, you know, like the title of our call tonight is People Are Shopping. Are they shopping with you? And it's like, you know, this is great because, I mean, this place is right around the corner and they're a really busy restaurant with silence on hold. And we've got Super Bowl 50 coming here in like, this is November, like 3 months. We've got Super Bowl Hawaii 5-0 coming here on September 7th. And so this is the time for restaurants to shine here. So I'm pretty stoked. Yeah. I hope I can. You can hear it in my energy. I'm just pretty jazzed. So
I can hear
anyway,
it. Yeah.
That's so. It's a combination of all the stuff that I teach you guys on the call. It's the contact management. It's the follow up. You know, it's bam. It's, somebody calls me. It's like bam. She called me. It's like I called her back. I didn't know who it was. It's like, oh boy,
wow.
Pauline Brewing. Yeah, bam. Called her, got her on the phone, doing the deal. It's just, yeah, it's taking advantage of opportunities that God gives you. It's like, don't sit on it. There is no good time to call. Make it happen,
right.
You know?
Absolutely.
So I got this new app. What kind of a phone do you use, Pat? What kind of a smartphone are you using?
I have a Samsung Galaxy S6.
Oh, girlfriend, you just mentioned having a pen. You're gonna hate this, okay? This is going to make your head explode. There's like iPhones have Siri, S-I-R-I, which is a virtual assistant. Well, Samsung phones, we have this one. It's free. It's called assistant.ai, like AI for like artificial intelligence. And I know there's a lot of that out there. It's sort of like common sense isn't very common. Well, maybe intelligence is artificial. Anyway, this is an app, and it's free, and it's called the assistant. So when I touch on her and I'll instead of, I haven't been dialing all day. I probably made 40 calls today. I made 250 dials last week. And so when I tap on her, I'll say, call, bam, 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 the number. And she dials it. So she dials the number. And then when I'm done with the call, she will put it, there's a name on the phone. She'll throw the name of the person or the business I'm calling into that contact. So it tags it. It's amazing. So I don't have to use my finger anymore to dial. So when we get done with the call, I want you to load this thing on your Samsung phone, because I use a Samsung and it's on Android. It's a great app. It's free. It's in your Android store. It's called assistant.ai. It'll make your head explode. It's so cool. It's just so I told you last month about Close, C-L-O-Z-E. Okay, this app is amazing. It takes all my phone calls, my text messages, and my emails, and it'll throw it on the contact. So all the stuff I talked to you about, Pat, it's all in your contacts on this application, which is up in the cloud. It's cross-platform. It's on my phone. It's on my computers. It's on my iPad mini. It's on my iPad. It's on whatever you got, because it's all tied up in the cloud. So I knew when this prospect, I knew she had opened up my email. So she didn't even know this. I knew this morning she opened my email. So I clicked on the email and it said, do you want to follow up? I said, yeah. So I clicked on the thing in the email and it sent her an email. I typed in, just sending you a message to see if you have any questions about my email. Because I knew she had just opened it up. And she, when I talked to her just now, she didn't even remember that, but I was top of mind. So, bam, it just, you don't know. So having the power to know when somebody opened your email, it's priceless. It's like MasterCard. It's priceless. It's huge. So this application, it's $20 a month. I mean, Pat, just in round numbers, what is your Avon business worth to you? You've been doing Avon, what, like 6 years?
6 years, yeah.
Okay, so don't, without giving any secrets, just pick a round number out of the clouds and tell me what your Avon business is worth to you in round numbers.
If I remember correctly, because I'm glad you asked that, because you can sit down with their district manager and they can actually go through the formulas, and what you need is, you know, your past three invoices, and they do all the calculations. And when I did it, my business was worth over $100,000.
Okay, great. So it's worth $100,000 in the last 6 years? That's amazing. That's incredible. I mean, whip out, okay, all you guys, all you gals that are not in Avon, whip out your $12 and join for this thing. I mean, $100,000? Like, that's amazing. So this app, this Close app, C-L-O-Z-E, and I'm not here to sell it, but my God, it's $20 a month. So if you could be bulletproof in your $100,000 Avon business because of a $20 application on your smartphone, which makes your phone smarter, I mean, hello, try it for 2 weeks. What do you got to lose? Try it for 2 weeks. You got a free 2-week trial. Send me an email, and I'll send you a link to try this thing. I've been using it like 5 weeks, it's sort of like, have you ever heard of the Dollar Shave Club? Well, I shouldn't say this on an Avon call, but the Dollar Shave Club, it's a place I get my razor blades, Pat, for like $1 a month if I want. They send them to me in the mail. They send me my razor blades in the mail.
Wow.
They send them to me in the mail. So it's like things that you're aware of that you use or you don't use. It's about being smart about stuff in life. So anyway, so I kind of digress. So we're going to talk about people are shopping. Why not with you? Okay?
Absolutely. So, and you know, it's scary. I got an email today, and in the email it stated in big bold letters that there are 7 more Mondays before Christmas.
And I
was like, wow, 7 more days. And you know, I
seven more
thinking,
Mondays.
You know,
7 more Mondays before
Christmas. 7 more Mondays, yes, before Christmas.
Who are they buying their presents for? Okay, so what
they're
you want to visualize, ladies? Visualize that all that stuff out there under those trees, did it come from you? Did it come from your store? You have your own store. Forget about all the Macy's hype and all the stuff you see on TV, the Targets, the Kohl's, the Macy's. You got to start visualizing it's your darn store. That's where they got to buy from. And you've got your catalogs. Get ye down to a UPS store and print out labels, or go to your printer and print out labels and get labels on those catalogs. This is your time. Like Pat just said, you've got, all right, so today is the second. You got 28 and 23. You got 50, Hawaii 5-1 days. You got 51 shopping days left until the big day.
Yeah.
51 days. Get ye catalogs out there. I mean, just go crazy. So we talked about AI. Close. Go ahead.
And you should never, you know, you should not assume. Oh Jesus! You should not assume that people are not going to buy from you. You know, you really have to, you know, be proud of what you're selling, and sit down with a person. You know, go page. Take someone who's not familiar with Avon. You know, a lot of times people think this is their grandma Avon, and so all they think of is, you know, certain old products that we don't
grandma
even have
didn't
anymore.
Have the internet, Pat. Grandma, this is not your grandma's Avon anymore. Okay, grandma didn't have the internet. Grandma couldn't order squat and have it dropped on her front porch by the UPS guy, by Big Brown, by Go Brown. Follow. Absolutely great point. Yeah, this is not your grandma's Avon. Okay, there's all sorts of gifts in that catalog. I was looking through that thing. There's all sorts of gifts in there. Are you kidding? I mean, there's high-tech gifts. There's a ton of them.
Absolutely.
Those,
and, you know,
get those things out there.
Absolutely. And you know, Avon came up with a new catalog, which is called Living, which have nice things for the home, pots and a crock pot and knife sets and crystals.
Get out
and,
there.
If you sit down with the customer, have a consultation. Don't just throw a book at a person. You know, sit down and go page by page with the person. You know, I wouldn't start with the front of the book with the makeup, because they know you have makeup. They know you have skincare. I would start in the middle of the book and go through the clothing and then come back to the makeup, because I mean, once they see some of these outfits and these shoes and the jewelry the gift items,
Here's some ideas. So, number one is, so when you've got those, your catalogs, open them up to the middle, and that's how you hand them out. It's just like when you go to a restaurant, okay? A great restaurant, the hostess is going to open up the menu and hand it to you open. Why?
That's
right.
You
start reading it right away. That's what you want to do. So you sit down, and so what I want you ladies to do is I want you to schedule. You want to be successful in the next 51 days, all right? You want to have 10 to 15 one-to-ones every single week. Minimum. Okay, so 7 times 10, that's 70 people you meet with. I want you to meet with 70 to 85 people in the next 5 weeks. Sit down with them, have the catalog opened up to the middle, like Pat said, and you meet with them, and you have a piece of paper. Say, we're going to talk about your want list for Christmas. Do you have anybody on there?
Yes.
Jot down some names. Okay, be their personal shopper. Follow the money. Who do you give money to? The person at the cleaners, your realtor, all those different people you've contacted. Sit down and make a list. Take 20 minutes and make a list that's going to get you those 70, 85 one-to-ones the next 5 weeks. Make a list of people you've dealt with in the last year that you've given money to. You've earned, as Dale Carnegie would say, you have earned the right to talk to them about your business because you do business with them. You
Absolutely.
Are not just, you're not the Avon lady, okay? You are a personal shopper. You're a personal shopper assistant. You're going to help them take their list and get it all done. Bam. Get that thing all done. So referral partners, like I've got a table here in my office. I've got 3 categories. I've got post-it notes on it. It's labeled. It's got my referral partners who I give referral fees to. I've got them all, their business cards are taped to this table. I've got prospects for my business. That's the same thing you would do is client prospects. I would put one-to-one prospects on here, and then business invitees. So like for me, it's BNI because I've got like 11 people come to my chapter meeting Thursday morning. I just love to invite. So I want you to have post-it notes of people's names if you don't have their business cards of people you're going to invite for one-to-ones in the next 5 weeks. That's your goal. Those are your marching orders. You've got 51 days until Christmas. How many one-to-ones a week can you schedule out? Take a calendar, your Google calendar or paper calendar, and go crazy. And don't take no for an answer in your brain. Don't let your subconscious mess around with your head. Just schedule 70 to 85 one-to-ones by Christmas. And I would love to see somebody do this and email me after Christmas, that dog slow week between Christmas and New Year's, and say, hey, I heard you on that call. You were a crazy man. And I went out and I did that, and I had the best Christmas I've ever had. My Avon business is just going right through the ceiling because I listened to what you said about going out and doing 70, 85. You got to drink coffee. So there's a book by this guy called Never Eat Alone. Okay, Keith Shiraz, he's a marketing genius. It says Never Eat Alone. I've changed it. Because I believe in never have coffee alone. So have 10 to 15 coffee meetings every week because you can't have lunches all week long. You'll be as big as a house, okay? So 10 to 15 coffee meetings every week talking about your business. Have that catalog like a menu hostess in a restaurant. Have your catalog opened up to the middle and say, we're going to talk about your Christmas list. Make it fun. So you sit down. So we're not talking about you buying stuff. I'm here to help you. Let's talk about your Christmas list, how we can break this thing down and eat it like an elephant, bite by bite. Okay, you're mm-hmm. showing them how you can help them. They're going to love you for it. You just get that stuff all done. So imagine people going Christmas shopping with their fingers, with their mouses. Help people go Christmas shopping with their mouse. You don't have to go in the car. It's nuts. Why do that? Let Avon be Santa. Santa Avon. You know, Mrs. Claus is like, Mrs. Claus be the Avon gal. Let Santa be your Avon person to help you get your Christmas shopping done over the computer. Bam. That's what you're doing is you're helping those people do that. It's awesome. Just you don't have to leave your house. Why go out when it's raining or snowing? Do it from the comfort of your chair. Long lines, the stress. It's just what I would love to see you do is make Black Friday the Black Avon Friday, okay? So you're monitoring all the orders in for people so they don't have to go out on Black Friday. You help them avoid that. I love that. So follow the money. Make a list of all the people you want to have your one-to-ones with, 70 to 85, okay, over the next 5 weeks, and help people do their Christmas shopping done with the Avon gal, with their mouse. And then referral partners, mm-hmm. think about people that – people, this is a stressful time of year. Who can you help people? Who can you help make an extra $500 or $700 a month having their own Avon business? Because you want to grow people. What you want to do is you want to have a team of people out there doing business so that while you're asleep, your Avon business is rocking and rolling and growing. Invite people to join you in this business. That's what you want to do. You don't want to be out there selling me. Yeah, you do, but you want to be growing people. I want you to visualize and write down, have a list, just like the list of 70, 85 one-to-ones the next 5 weeks, okay, the next 51 days. Make a list of people you can invite into the business and help them grow, change their lives. Help those women change their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you know? Make a list. Make a list of people that you can help do that.
And you know, you should when you sit down and talk. I'm going back to the catalog thing. When you sit down and talk with a person who is going to be a potential customer, you know, go in there with a game plan. Just don't go there just willy nilly and like throw them in the pennies and up in the sky and hope that you catch them. Now go here. So if you know someone has kids between the ages of teenagers, then you want to show them items. You want to start with those items in the book that's geared towards them. I mean, for example, the selfie stick that they have on stand that you could put your phone in and videotape. You know, all the kids will want something like that.
So what was that? Say that again. What was that you just mentioned?
They have an easel that you can adjust.
Oh, it's a selfie stick.
And it's an easel. So you put it.
Oh, okay.
So you snap your phone sideways into this easel, and then you just touch it, and then you can record and do your videos. And that's how I do all my recordings for my Periscope or for my YouTube videos, by using that stand.
Awesome.
It's only $7.99. Now, who wouldn't buy that? That would make a great stocking stuffer. Well, if you know she
has an idea for you.
So here's
what you can do using that same topic is when you go in there with your catalog, you're going there with one. Right? So here's a great idea for you guys is you want to personalize it. All right? So you go in there with this catalog and it's already open to the middle. But guess what? Because you've already gone through it for them, you got post-it notes throughout this thing. In different colors. So you've got post-it notes on different pages of things that you personalized for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go, wow, what are all these tags? I personalized this for you.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at it. Let's go through this. So they're just going to go, wait a minute, you took the time to personalize this catalog for me? Yes, I did.
Absolutely. And I tell you, you know, women, I can't speak for men, but when you deliver your product, and we have approximately one, two, three, say four more delivery opportunities. We like things that look pretty and smell pretty. We just do.
Mm-hmm.
We're just a sucker for it. And so, when we deliver our products, take some, go to the dollar store. And they have these little feathers that you can, I don't know what the feathers are used for. They got these little feathers that come in the bag. You must get like 100 feathers that come in the bag. And they come in different colors, white, red, pink, whatever. Take those feathers, they're actually leaves, like rose pebbles. Take those pebbles, take a couple of them, spray them with the latest perfume, put them in the bottom of her bag, buy some tissue paper, colored tissue, put it inside the bag. And so when you deliver the bag, she goes wild over the fragrance, and we have some new fragrance coming out. She goes wild over the fragrance, and hopefully she'll place the order right on the spot for your next visit.
Okay, so you're saying when you go in to take the order, not when you're delivering, but when you go in to take it, right?
No, when you deliver it.
When you deliver it, that's awesome. So that's a great idea. So. I love that idea. So do you guys do like gift certificates and stuff?
We can make our own gift certificate. We can do it with publisher, because that's what I do.
Here's an idea. When I used to work at the Tinderbox, we used to sell gift certificates. So we would take a box, a generic box, and when somebody buy a gift certificate, or nowadays it would be gift cards. So you take a box, we would take a pipe, and we would take a corn cob pipe and a sample of tobacco, a box of matches, the gift certificate, some pipe cleaners, and put them on the box. So when somebody got that gift certificate, they don't just open up an envelope and there's a gift card. They got all these things to play with. So just a thought, like when you're giving out a gift certificate, you're selling a gift certificate, make it something fun for the person that's getting that. So now they're all stoked about. So this is just a thought. So you can put in a gift bag, you know, with some perfume on that petal, and then you got the gift certificate or the gift card, and then some other sample type stuff you can put in the bag. Make it really exciting. So whether it's Christmas or a birthday or Valentine's or Mom's Day or Grandparents' Day, go crazy with the gift card and then put something else in there as well.
Right. Very good. Very good suggestion. Very good suggestion. You know, sometimes, John, when we are sitting down and we're talking with a customer and we're showing all the great products that we have, and we do a very, very good presentation, many of us do, and and then there's one thing is to get, John.
Is to get the
order. After the sale. Yeah.
I knew you were going there with that. How did I know that? Yeah. It's the fear factor. It's the fear factor. People are afraid, and you can't be. You've got to. That's stinking thinking. I mean, it's just like this phone call I told you. That's why I'm still so jazzed. I'm sitting here going, why am I so jazzed? That's why I was so jazzed, because it's just never giving up and just being proud of what you do. If you wake up really proud, it's like you don't know if this is going to be your last day on the planet or not. Okay, so that has to be your mindset. Okay, you got to go out on fire. Go out on fire, and don't be afraid to ask for the order, because you're helping somebody out. And it's but like if you're going to help people get into your business, do not be afraid of asking somebody. Because what if you look back 5 years from now and you forgot that you were afraid to ask the next Pat McDowell, who's doing a radio blog every Monday? You were afraid to ask her because she might say no. Who cares?
Yeah.
Ask for the order. Ask the people that join the business. Make it a contest. Go nuts. Go crazy. Just don't. There is no in your vocabulary. You can't think no. Yeah. Because if you bring in somebody, $100,000 business in Avon, what if you had five of those? What if you bought in 10? That's $1 million at my house. 10 times 100 grand is $1 million. No fear factor. No fear. Just go for it. What have you got to lose?
Go for it.
You don't want to be sitting at church or something someday and sitting next to somebody who says, well, yeah, I brought this person in. She's killing this thing. What's her name? Sue Smith. Okay, well, you've known Sue Smith since you were in preschool, and you were afraid to ask her because her husband is a doctor or a psychiatrist or something. Well, maybe they got divorced. You didn't know that. You don't know what you don't know that you don't know. Don't be afraid. Sue Smith might be the next Pat McDowell. You can't be afraid. You've got to ask people. You just got to ask. Stop being afraid and make it happen. Ask for the sale. Ask for somebody to look at the business. Have a cup of coffee. Make that your mantra. 10 to 15 coffee meetings a minimum a week. You got to do it. Hey, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but you guys, I was afraid to do cold calls. We're talking like 1977. What was that? 38 years ago. I remember the first time I ever did cold calls. My ears were warm and burning. But I ended up selling $250,000 of life insurance at one mall for making cold calls when I was 23 years old. And I didn't know anything about referrals. I just did it because I had to. So don't be afraid. Just make the calls. Ask the people to have a cup of coffee with you. No is a part of your life. You are going to hear no's. Stop not making phone calls because you're afraid of hearing no. You're going to hear no. That's part of the planet. It's an N-O planet. But it's a numbers game. You need those no's to hear the yeah.
Absolutely.
Trust me, I hear no all day long. I mean, believe me, I made phone calls yesterday. I made phone calls Saturday. I made phone calls last Saturday and Sunday the week before. Making phone calls every day of the week, I hear no. Just, you got to pick up the phone and do it again. Just, it's that kind of a planet.
And then the other thing you have to do, you know, in addition to asking for this, you know, talking to people, asking them to look at the brochure, asking them to come become your business partner, asking them for the sale. But the other thing you don't, you know, we kind of forget about John? And I hear a lot of people say, oh, I don't know a lot of people. Well, the people you do know, why don't you ask for a referral?
Thank you. Yes. The rule of 250, Pat, is everybody back in the 60s had 250 people come to their wedding, okay? So now you have at least 500 people. You know people on FB, on Facebook, LinkedIn. So 250 mm-hmm. people times 10, that's 2,500 people. That's 250 people times 10 is 2,500. You would never know if you didn't know those 10 people. Ask them who you can talk to. Say,
yeah.
I have a referral program. So you give away your newest fragrance or whatever, or lips, give away a lipstick for a referral. When somebody meets with you for a coffee or a one-to-one, the person that referred them gets a lipstick. I'm all about that. That's what my referral partners, that's what this table is for, is I give $150 away for a referral. That's my referral fee. So I have a bonus for people giving me referrals in November. You give me 4 referrals and become clients for the on-hold experience. You get $150 per referral and an extra $500. That's $1,100 worth of referral fees for 4 referrals this month. That's $275 a referral. That's how you got to be thinking, is who can I give lipstick to? Okay, that's your referral program, is giving away lipstick or whatever it is. But have a program. Have a plan.
And just for those people listening, when they give you a referral, you give them the lipstick once the referral becomes qualified?
Bingo. Absolutely. Not ahead of time. No. No, no.
Yeah.
They become a customer. They become a customer, they buy, and the check clears, bam, then it's lipstick time. Yes.
I love it.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. Absolutely. And that's one way of growing your business.
There you go. There's a gazillion of them.
Mm-hmm.
We can stay here all night, Pat, and go through them. Yeah. Pretty jazzed. Yeah.
Pretty jazzed. Well, John, I think
pretty
it's jazzed. When to what time is it?
It's 6:02 at my house.
Oh, it's after 9, yeah. So, oh, my goodness. So it's been oh, my gosh, the time just goes by so quickly. And so next month, when I see you, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving and we won't talk to you until
you
that
too.
Time. So after that time.
Yeah,
a year ago today,
I was climbing Sears Tower in Chicago.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Time flies.
It sure does. And maybe next time we talk, John, maybe our topic will be don't just party, network.
I love it. I'll put that down in my notes for next month. Don't just party,
yeah,
network. I love it.
Because everybody going to Christmas parties and holiday parties.
Okay, I'm looking at my wallet right now. And you know what I've got in my wallet, Pat, which is what I'm going to talk about, is
what?
Business cards go in your wallet because that's where your cash goes. Put business cards in your wallet.
That's exactly right. And in your car.
And in your car. And when you send a check to somebody, include a business card with that check. If you're an Avon, are you kidding? Every time you write a check, put a business card in there, in an envelope.
I love it. Because we
Thanks.
All have Avon. We all have Avon stores online, and our business card should have that Avon address on there. You'd be surprised who may go
You're
on your website and order.
Yes, ma'am. There you go. Don't be surprised. Be happy. Be thrilled. Go, oh, my God, another one online. Thank you, God. Yes, thank you, business card.
Mm-hmm.
I call that's mailbox cash. I love that. You go out to the mailbox, and there's the Kwan. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So,
you got to love that.
I love that too. On that note, John, I will see you in 3 weeks, which will be halfway towards Christmas. And again, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Copy that. You too.
Thank
so
you,
live long
you,
and sponsor you.
You
guys, and take no prisoners. Take some new people into your business.
Absolutely. And this week is our order-taking week, so please start placing your – I think we start placing our orders on Wednesday for many of us. So start doing that. If you don't have an order, at least order your brochures. And for those living in the New York area, there is a Avon meeting on the 11th at noon at the Avon store located on 2 – 36th Street. Okay, everyone, this is for those people who don't have insurance or looking for insurance options. Okay, very good. Thanks again, John. Good night, everyone.
You betcha. Good night, Kang. Live long and sponsor.